Okay, so welcome to our talk. I'm Ivan, and this is my colleague Michele, and we are from the Leibniz Supercomputing Center. So in this talk, we hope to give you knowledge about a very special software refactoring tool, which we kind of innovatively applied to wrap a C library. So as you all probably know, in scientific software, we always have this need to interoperate with components written in different programming languages. So I've experienced this both personally writing PDE solvers in Fortran, where I wanted to use a KD3 in C and some system library call. And I've been wrapping these wrappers manually all the time in sleepless nights. So, as a HPC application support person, I see the same problem in the projects I support, where people may have like a finite element framework in C++, but they want to call a special solver in Fortran. And then one of the students, of course, wants to do scripting and analysis from Python, and it always creates this need to interoperate. So for the sake of this talk, let's pretend that we want to wrap the function bleed dgem from the bliss library, which is a linear algebra library, I believe, written at the University of Texas. And this is the C prototype for this function. And for me to be able to call this function as a Fortran programmer, I have to write this interface block. And this is really a kind of, let's say, one-to-one mapping to a different grammar. But it's still tedious to write these procedures with many parameters. And libraries like Bliss, which is an implementation of a full BLAS library, it has many symbols. And in fact, it introduces even more symbols. And of course, all these symbols are provided in four different numerical types, plus basic and expert versions, plus utility functions. So this really grows overwhelming. And one has libraries with over 600 procedures. So the source of truth is obviously the header, which is pretty bulky with 30,000 lines and makes heavy use of macros. And the code is really impenetrable. And one could try to use some ad hoc scripts with regex or awk, but it quickly kind of goes overboard. So I was telling Michele about the problems I have, and luckily he had the perfect tool for me to use. So Michele.
All right. So Coccinella is the name of the software we are using for this, which is a semantic matching and patching engine. Coccinella means in French ladybug, and ladybugs are notorious for attacking some specific bugs which they don't like. And it's used for the Linux kernel for besieging bad programming practices, let's say, and migrating driver modules to new kernel versions. So in other words, for big transformations of C code. In our case, the big amounts of C code happen in headers, or in the talk of today, in these big headers, which we are interested into processing. A characteristic of Coccinella is that it's pretty agnostic to white space, new lines, and so on. So all of that doesn't matter really, and what happens is that abstract syntax tree is being created, so a fully fledged parser goes through the code and creates a representation of the C code, encompassing all of the elements which occur in our program. In the case of a sequence of declarations, identifiers are being recognized, parameter lists, in a context of, for instance, here in this rule here, of void functions. So here we have a rule which matches void functions with whatever number of parameters, as long as the identifiers begin with bli underscore. So this, we apply this sort of filtering rule, and with this complete short filtering rule, we write maybe something a bit longer, which is a bit more ad hoc, you could say. But it can be pretty elegant as long as you have a clear idea of what you want to achieve. So in this case here, we have the a coccinelle rule, which contains a Python script, which gets all of what has been parsed in the rule before, which is being reused here. So we have the name of the earlier rule, which was match. We reuse the entities from there, we inherit them, and we reuse them here in Python. So what we got from the abstract syntax tree, we reuse them in Python. Here we omit maybe a dozens or maybe 100 lines. Why 100? Because there is a lot of types which we want to translate into Fortran types, and that is outside of the scope of Coccinelle, but we solve with a dictionary in Python. So yeah, that way. In the end, we end up printing a bunch of verbose subroutine interface declarations, which is what Fortran needs to get this right. This is another example where the difference is that we are parsing another, we are seeking a different signature type. We could be much more specific here on the signature, but if, as long as here we are general and our script is general, yeah, we can have any kind of translation as long as we know how to do with the limitations. So if we are quite selective with what we translate, and we don't care about unions because there is no union in Fortran, and we also ignore callback functions from C, which it's not so clear how to deal them in Fortran. In other words, if we are content with the with the correspondence, with the missing full correspondence of C to Fortran, it's fine. the point is that we use Coccinelle, and we want to use Coccinelle for large scale code transformations. So transformations where we would be overwhelmed of doing this by hand, and of which it would be too much error prone of doing this by a sed, awk, you name it, script. So we reuse here the abstract syntax tree manipulation opportunities of Coccinelle, and Ivan has put here the code, the full code behind this presentation. This is on this QR. Behind this QR code should be that URL. We have been sponsored by this project, and I have given last week a renewed training for introducing Coccinelle in one day. We will be repeating, offering such a training at the Leibniz Rechenzentrum in Munich this year. We don't know yet, but we will. This cheat sheet here on the right is completely new, so I'm not aware of cheat sheets for Coccinelle earlier. You can enjoy this. Once you learn Coccinelle to recall important facts, this is the Coccinelle website, and this is the cheat sheet, and this is the training, as I said. And I think this is it.